السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected audience, if we see in today's day and life that whenever there is an occasion, a worldly occasion, I will say, or we have to do a program for our worldly matters, we see that for any celebration, any program, we need preparation. We just cannot wake up in the morning and say, come on, let's celebrate this. It doesn't happen like that. And we don't do it like that. We, for the smallest event we have to do, we will take a couple of weeks to prepare for that event. And if it's a big event like wedding or something, sometimes it is more than a year. Or nearly a year. So anything, whatever matter, whatever celebration or whatever occasion we have, we prepare for it. We have a preparation in place, what should be done, how it should be done, and who will be responsible for what. Now this is what we do in our daily life, no matter how small the event is or how big the event is. Now, let us look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he teach us? What is he telling us? Where and what is he guiding us towards? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, the month which we are in today. This is the month of Rajab. And regarding, and in this month, in the beginning, starting from this month, he used to do this dua. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other ways, this is the preparation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he used to do. And what was it? He used to say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, give barakah, i.e. barakah in our lives. Extend our lives in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an extension in the life. And why is he doing so? وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ, so that we could reach the month of Ramadan. Why do we have to reach the month of Ramadan? What is there in Ramadan? Because that is the month of celebration. What now we think celebration is Eid. No, for a Muslim, a mu'min, the month of Ramadan is actually the month of celebration. Because this is the time when we can reap, we can take rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our year after. In the year after, you know, the currency, no matter how much bank balance we have, no matter how many houses we have, no matter how much land we have, it's not going to benefit us. Oh, I had this much land, so I want that property in my year after. No, it's not going to benefit us. What is going to benefit us, what we are going to send forward, what we are going to do good, only that will benefit us. And that will be our reward in the year after, so that we could celebrate. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking for extension in life in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Why? So that he could reach the month of Ramadan, the month of blessings, the month where the rewards are multiplied. You do one reward in your daily life, you will get 10, as said. in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the month of Ramadan, it will be multiplied, and it is said that the multiplication only Allah knows how much reward He will give. So that is the reason. And now He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that this is the dua which every individual, all of us, should be doing when the month of Rajab starts, which we are in now. So we should be making this dua. If we know the Arabic is good, Allahumma, it's a very short dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So this is the dua. Now, the dua is done, but how do we prepare ourselves? We do the dua, but how can we prepare ourselves? You know, if someone just wakes up in the month of Ramadan, I will do, in the month of Ramadan, we have a list, to-do list, you know, for anything we have to do and what not to do. So we have a today to-do list. In the month of Ramadan, I will do this nawafil, I will read all my salah with Jamaat in the masjid, I will read so many Qurans, I will read this and I will do that. To-do list is there, but how will you apply that to-do list? If you just wake up on the first of Ramadan and say, let me do it, you cannot do it. You need to prepare yourselves. You know the athletes, when they have to run a race, they just don't wake up in the morning and they go for a race. They prepare themselves every day, little bit, every day, little bit. So that when the time comes, they are completely prepared. They are ready for the run. So this is the way, and this is how we should prepare ourselves. So this is the time, this is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to make dua when, not a day before, not 2 days, not a week before, he started the dua when? 2 months prior to Ramadan. Rajab, Sha'ban. 2 months before Ramadan, he started to make the dua to prepare himself. And the main reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always prepared. But why was he doing this dua? For me and y'all. For us to understand that it is not something that you wake up and you can do it. You have to prepare yourself. You have to start. If you are doing like a juz in before Ramadan, Rajab comes, start to do a bit more. Prepare yourself to do more. If you are doing nafals, start to do more. So these are the months where we should start preparing ourselves. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Whatever good actions are there, just hasten to do it. And remember that good things, good actions, they are like guests. You know, when a guest comes to our house, if we welcome them in a nice, good manner, what will happen? They will be pleased with us and they will visit us again. They will come often to our houses. But if the guest comes and we open the door and we stand in the middle of the door and we start to talk with them, we don't invite them in, what will happen? They won't come again. So good deeds are similar. They are like our good guests. If we invite them, what does inviting them mean? That when they come, you act upon that. You must have seen, and everyone I believe that has gone through this, that, you know, when we listen to talks, there is a difference in our heart. No, I will do it. I will give charity. I will do this nafal. I will read this dua. So everything, when we listen, we have that zeal. No, I will do it. But what happens when we go out of the door? We leave everything in. We leave everything back. What is the reason? You know, because we don't act. What do we say? We'll do it next time. Aindah, kal se karuga, is hafte se karuga. We just keep on saying, I will start doing it. No, I will start it now. Now is the time. Whenever the thought of good deed comes in our minds, we shouldn't be delaying it. Because if we delay it, our friend, we can say, because we are following it. You know, who do we follow? We should follow our friends. And who do we follow? We are following the evil, the shaitan. So shall we call him? He is our enemy, but we have made him our friend. We follow him. When we go out, from tomorrow we'll do this. And he will distract you. He will not let you do that act. He will distract you in many ways. You know, He is more knowledgeable than all of us. He knows how to play with which person. He knows where he needs to work hard, and he knows where he needs to play softly. This person, okay, I need just to give him a whisper in the ear, and he will follow me. Some people he has to push, he has to hold them, and he does accordingly, and we get into the trap. May Allah save us all. So when the thought of good action comes, we shouldn't say, I will do it, but I'm going to do it just now. Don't delay it for evening, tomorrow. Evening never comes. Tomorrow never comes. You know? It doesn't happen. So the time the thought comes, we should start to act upon it. And this is the time, this is the month of Rajab. We are just nearly seven weeks. Rajab also has started last Saturday. So a week of Rajab has also gone. So nearly 7 weeks are there for the month of Ramadan. We should be preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Now, we might think, you know, I have this responsibility, I have that responsibility. So many works are to be done, how can I adjust? You know, if we have good intentions, if we have a zeal to do something, we can adjust our work. We can do things. We have to just make, as I said, we need to do preparation for it. And preparation, we have this time, how can I spend more time of the month of Ramadan in the masjid to prepare, make a schedule that, you know, my work, what's my work schedule? So now how can I adjust my work schedule? You know, if we have the intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innama al-a'malu bin niyat. If you have good intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the things easy for us. Everything is upon our intentions. If we have the good intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the things easy for us. Make a schedule for the month of Ramadan. I have to do this. How can I adjust my work? Okay. Now there are many brothers I know that if they do some extra hours, they have two options. Either take the wage, the extra hours what they are doing, they can take money for that, or they can take holiday. So do some extra hours before Ramadan so that in the month of Ramadan you can get some holidays, especially in the last 10 days, so that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any thing to worry about. No work tension, nothing tension. Make preparations for it. Similarly, to recite the Quran, to do the tasbihat, make preparations, make a schedule and do those things accordingly. Allah subhanahu, if you have the correct intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for us. But if you delay, you know, the shaitan, the evil, he will never let you do it. Now, if you see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ghazwa, ghazwa Tabuk, we know about it, how hard it was. Now, when the crop is ready and you depend on the crop, what will you do? Your hearts will be inclined with it. Oh, I have to do, what will happen? If I go now, my crops will get wasted. And this was the condition at the time of the Battle of Tabuk. So at that time also, the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in left the crops. And they left for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ka'ab, one of the persons, he delayed. Why did he delay? He said, I have the wealth, I have health, and I have provisions for that. I have the best camels I can reach. You know, if someone has a good car, it runs good, he said, I can catch up with a normal bus. I can catch it easily, which is going to make stops. So he thought that I will catch up. I will catch up. I will go tomorrow. I will leave in the evening tomorrow, day after tomorrow. He says, until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba came back. But I couldn't go. So this is what I want to tell, that when we delay our intentions, the shaitan, he will give excuses for us. He will come and tell us, it's easy for you. You are doing this. Don't worry. You don't have to worry. You can easily do it. You are a good person. You are a sheikh. Don't worry about it. Ramzan is 2 months. Plenty of time is there. And that is what happens with us. You know, living in this life, when we've been told to act upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to act upon the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we say? Abhi to bahut waqt hai. There's plenty of time left. Huh? When we get old, we have white grey hair, then we'll start to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll become and go and sit in the bhajan, say Allah, Allah, Allah. But who has the guarantee? Huh? If we go into the graveyard, we enter the graveyard and look around, what do we see? From the age of day one, you can say from one day to age of 100, there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee for a person how long he is going to live. We cannot know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? That if I did, to the nearest meaning, that if I did salam on one side, if I do salam on the right side, I don't have the guarantee that I can and I will do the salam on the second side. That is life. That's very sure. We don't know when our time is written. We've seen many, those who are in salam, that is the best death, I will say, those who die in salam. There are many incidents we as a friend sometimes happen in our village. Two friends walking from the masjid to the home. Now one person's house was earlier and the other was a bit 2 minutes walk. So he dropped his friend, salamu alaikum, and he was about to enter his house and his son comes out and says, "Dad, you know, uncle passed away." The uncle which he just dropped in the house 2 minutes before, he has not yet entered his house, and what does his son comes out and says, "The uncle passed away." He says, "You're kidding with me. I just dropped him in the house." He says, "Yes, he entered the house and that's it. You left him and that was his last breath. He entered his house and he just passed away." So that is life. You never know when what is going to happen. So the shaitan, he does not want to. So now when we make an intention, when we a good thought, a good deed comes to our minds, we shouldn't be delaying it. Whatever it is, you know, we are going to cut what we are going to sow. If a person puts, those who are farmers who know, when they sow grain, what will they get? They will get grain. They will not get wheat. Whatever you put in the ground, that will come out. So whatever good actions, whatever good things which we are going to do in this world, only they will come in front of us in the year after. If we have done good, we will get a reward and that will be in front of us. But if we have done evil in this world and we think there is time and our book is closed, we die without doing a good action, without doing good deeds, what will happen? The life which we have spent in this world, that will come in front of us as bad deeds and that will put into us into hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. For we should prepare for our year after in this world before we go out. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time now. We should do the actions now. Don't think that I have plenty of time. No one has time. No one can guarantee that I have plenty of time. So this, the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban, O Allah, give barakah in my life in these two months so that I could reach the month of the blessings, i.e. the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may he give us the ability to prepare ourselves in these 2 months so that we could reach the month of Ramadan and gain the rewards of the month of Ramadan, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been heard and read.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, I've just got about two or three quick announcements to make, inshallah. Firstly, as you all know, tomorrow, Saturday, we're hoping that there will be one of the biggest protests or march in Birmingham tomorrow, inshallah. So I request to all of you, if you can make some time to go down to City Centre Birmingham tomorrow. We've got, I think, Jeremy Corbyn's coming down, Loki's there. So inshallah, let's all show support. We should do it all in a much, inshallah, lawful manner, of course. That goes without saying. But I just need help with about 10 volunteers. I need 10 volunteers for tomorrow because we've agreed with the police that we'll be there so that we don't have any issues right in the end. That's what happens normally nowadays. What's happening is that after the protest finishes, there's a splinter group that goes out, and that's where the issue lies. They go into shops and retail. That's where we really want to avoid that, inshallah. So if I can, if there are about 10 volunteers, if they can please spend some time tomorrow. That's right in the end, so even if you come here for 3 o'clock, you can be part of the protest and then sort of help us out just to finish the protest right in the end. So if you can see myself or any of the imam or anybody, inshallah, if your intention is to help out tomorrow with the protest, inshallah, please. Yeah, that'll be really, really helpful, especially with the youngsters, inshallah. Secondly, inshallah, we are planning to start a project in Gaza, inshallah. So one of three, actually. The first one is, inshallah, going to be for providing dates, khajur for Gaza, inshallah. So we've just spoken to the providers there on the ground. We've got a factory in Jericho that we work with the Holy Land Dates anyway. But inshallah, the plan is from our masjid to commit to about 20,000 kilos of dates for Gaza, inshallah. So it's going to be £5 a kilo, inshallah. So anything that you can support for this, we'll send some comms out for that. But yeah, inshallah, the plan is to provide at least 20,000 kilos of dates, inshallah. The idea is to go from Jericho to Ramallah and from Ramallah to cross into the border into Gaza, inshallah. So please make sure you can help out. This is a really great need at this minute. But of course, moving towards Ramadan, it will be a great help for the brothers and sisters in Gaza, inshallah. And it will be done by ourselves. The project will be led by us. So we know who's there on the ground and what kind of mechanism is on the project, inshallah. And lastly, we don't believe, but inshallah, Ramadan is under just over a month to go now. And as you know, with every year, we provide iftar for everyone who comes here through the masjid for the whole month, inshallah. So anyone wants to provide iftar during this month, please, please come on, reach out to us. There's a lot of people that actually come here in the masjid for iftar. Also, there are students, there are other people who can't afford, we all join in together every evening for iftar. So if you want to provide meal for those, all of us, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, please, please come and see us, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Before we start the khutbah, it's a request. Can everyone stand up? There's plenty of space in the middle. If we could fill in the gaps, stand up and fill in the gaps, and then move forward, brothers. There's plenty of space over this. Brothers can stand up, just it's minute work. Fill in the gaps so that the brothers who are standing outside, they can come inside. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. Faya ibadallah. Usikum wa nafsiya lamuznibata bi taqwallah. Wa alamu anna nabiyyana sayyidul anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Kama faza bi ru'yatillahi ta'ala. Wa shahada kathiran min ahwalil akhirah. Laylatil mi'raj fi halatil yaqdah. Kadhalika كاشف له في المنام كثيرا من الأحوال ليكون صلى الله عليه وسلم على بصيرة فيما بلغ إلى الناس من أحوال الآخرة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إني قمت من الليل فتوضعت وصليت ما قدر لي، فنعست في صلاتي حتى استثقلت، فإذا أنا بربي تبارك وتعالى في أحسن صورة، فقال: يا محمد، قلت: لبيك ربي. قال: فيما يختصم الملأ الأعلى؟ قلت: لا أدري. قال: لها ثلاثا. قال: فرأيته وضع كفه بين كتفي حتى وجدت برد أنامله بين الثديي، فتجلى لي كل شيء وعرفت. فقال: يا محمد، قلت: لبيك ربي. قال: فيما يختصم الملأ الأعلى؟ قلت: في الكفارات. قال: ما هن؟ قلت: مشي الأقدام إلى الحسنات، والجلوس في المساجد بعد الصلوات، وإصباغ الوضوء حين الكريهات. فمن فعل ذلك عاش بخير ومات بخير، وكان من خطيئته كيوم ولدته أمه. قال: ثم فيما؟ قلت: في الدرجات. قال: وما هن؟ قلت: إطعام الطعام، ولين الكلام، والصلوات بالليل، والناس نيام. قال: سل. قلت: وفي رواية قال: يا محمد، إذا صليت فقل: اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين، وأن تغفر لي وترحمني، وإذا أردت فتنة في قوم فتوفني غير مفتون، وأسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنها حق فادرسوها ثم تعلموها، أي إن هذه الكلمات حق فاحفظوها وادعوا بها وعلموها للناس. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين. صدق الله العظيم. وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله في السر والعلن، واحذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. هذا: وإن الله أمركم في محكم تنزيله بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله، فقال إرشادا لكم وتعليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين، وارض اللهم عن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر من نصر الدين، واخذل من خذل المسلمين، واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Please straighten the rows, fill in the gaps, and please check your mobiles. If they're on, either switch them off or keep them on silent.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح،
قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. طيب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. This is an announcement. One of our Muslim brother Tahir, his wife has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her highest place in paradise, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sabr to the entire family. Inshallah, her janaza salah will take place today at 1:30 at Lozal's Road Masjid. Inshallah, the janaza for the sister will take place today at 1:30 at Lozal's Road Masjid. Brothers are requested to attend and participate in it, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta Rabbana wa ta'alayta ya zal jalal wal ikram. اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وطاعتك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار
رب اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان وفي كل زمان خصوصا في فلسطين وفي الغزة اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وآتهم فتحا قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين Inshallah, we have our second Jumma to take place. Brothers are requested to evacuate the masjid as soon as possible, especially those brothers who have parked the car in the car park or in the alleyway. They are requested to please move out and remove your car so that the others can also come in, inshallah.